American economy takes more hits. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A new round of companies cutting ties with Russia Sunday, dealing a blow to its already shattered economy.
Netflix and TikTok are joining other companies in pulling services out from Russia. Russian users of TikTok no longer able to post on the app. Netflix watchers won't have access to movies in the country. These actions further isolate the Russian people from the outside world as companies hope the withdrawal of their services will help stop the invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Kevin Cork. American Express ceasing operations with Russia Sunday, while Visa and MasterCard doing the same Saturday. Russia announcing a ceasefire to allow for evacuations in major Ukrainian cities. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi telling reporters Monday that Russia is China's chief strategic partner, despite Russia invading Ukraine. The U.S.'s U.N. ambassador saying there's a possibility for a ban on imported Russian oil.
Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says she's having continued conversations with Congress and the White House on not allowing Russian oil imports. On ABC's This Week, she said if it's done, the effect must be targeted at Vladimir Putin.
And it will be felt by the Russians. At the same time, we're trying our best to minimize the impact on our own country.
Thomas-Greenfield says the president and his advisors on energy and security are discussing that possible step.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Joint Base Andrews on lockdown. An armed individual arrested at the main gate, while another escaped onto the base.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband had departed from the base just before the lockdown. The vice president's office says her staff and several of the president's cabinet members all left the base safely. No shots were fired.
Fox's John Scott. Vice President Kamala Harris marking the 57th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama, Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Lawmakers in California facing roadblock in their attempt to change a law governing public housing.
The nation's only law allowing voters to veto public housing projects was added to the state constitution in 1950, apparently to keep black families out of white neighborhoods. Most everyone in the Capitol agrees it has to go for its racist roots and because it makes it much harder to build affordable housing. The median price for a single family home in California is almost $800,000. The last repeal attempt hitting a snag, not because of opposition, but for lack of financial support. It can cost millions of dollars to change the California Constitution, and supporters have not found anyone willing to pay for this change. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
After pausing due to the pandemic, Alaska's Iditarod race is up and running. Fox's Karen McHugh has more.
The Iditarod is back. The world-famous Alaskan sled dog race, which was canceled last year due to COVID, returned to the streets of Anchorage Saturday in the teeth of a snowstorm, no less, for the ceremonial start of the nearly 1,000-mile-long run. It begins today in Willow, about 75 miles to the north. From there, the mushers and their dogs set out for Nome, which they should reach in about 9 days. In keeping with the times, contestants had to show proof of vaccination against the coronavirus prior to entering the race, now in its 50th year.
Some villages deciding not to be checkpoints due to the ongoing pandemic. It's time for the ACM Awards. Fox's Michelle Polino reports.
Nashville News. Dolly Parton, Jimmy Allen, and Gabby Barrett host the 57th annual Academy of Country Music Awards inside Las Vegas's Allegiant Stadium. Among the performances, Breland teams with Thomas Rhett. Brothers Osborne will sing with Brittany Spencer.
The show will live stream on Amazon Prime Video. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.